This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
You're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. This week on the Community Matters program, we're going to start our program talking with Garrett Hart from Rock and Recovery. He is the program director of the Rock and Recovery radio station. And we're also going to be joined by Michelle from Beacon Light Behavioral Health. And we're going to be talking about some of their open interviews that are available throughout the month of October.
Rocket Recovery is actually a 24/7 online radio channel, and that I also host a weeknight broadcast that airs in Akron and Canton and Youngstown and Athens, Ohio. And so Rocket Recovery is this mix of music and messaging that's designed for people in all sorts of recovery, addiction and trauma, mental health disruption. It's for families and friends as well. And it's just a safe place to hear some good songs, songs that won't hurt you, and messages that support people in various moments. I mean, you can be in a post-treatment fellowship or just somebody who needs to hear some good songs. And it's something we've been putting together now. We've signed on at the Gate Lodge at Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens in Akron back in 2011, September 15th of 2011. And that was the site where Dr. Bob Smith and Bill Wilson first met back in 1935 to form their friendship that would grow into the most significant social movement of the 20th century, Alcoholics Anonymous. So we've got some great heritage. Akron, which is where we originate from, as sort of like the Gettysburg of recovery. You can go to Gettysburg and see all these monuments of various things that happened in the battle. Well, you can come to Akron and see where Dr. Bob Smith had his practice and did his first what were later to become AA meetings, where he would just get people and fill them full of coffee and just keep them talking. You can go to St. Thomas Hospital, which is where they did the first unofficial detox, weekend detoxes for people that they would just pick up that they needed to dry out so that they could talk to them a little bit about. And that was the story. They would pick them up, get them into what they called the back door at St. Thomas, and then dry them out for a few days. And then when they get released from the hospital, over to Dr. Bob's house, drink coffee, and just start to try and pull the aspects of the life back. So there's the history in the background. My personal history with radio is that I started my career in radio in 1974, programming the first full-time album rock station in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
It was WMDI, and we were progressive rock, and it was so much fun, all great music that was coming out there in the 70s, and the fun we had seeing such great bands that were coming through at the time, and meeting bands. So my background is in programming, 48 years of programming successful radio, and I found myself through various aspects of consolidation, looking for an opportunity. And I found the folks here in Akron, and generated what was a kids radio channel called Kid Jam Radio, targeting kids 8 to 12 with good messages and clean music. We were supported by Akron Public Schools in that endeavor. And I had the opportunity to create another channel. So I put together Rock and Recovery, which is a similar concept. Upbeat songs and good messages that are meant to support people at various stages of their recovery and various aspects of recovery. So that's been the background for us. And we now have a really cool website with over 100 interviews. We have developed a podcast. It's called Recovery Talks, the podcast, hosted by local musician Mark Lee Shannon, who is in recovery, as well as we now are syndicating our Rock and Recovery Minutes, their public service announcements that are now in 40 markets across the country.
Wow, that is so fascinating. So one of the things that I think is really interesting about this Rock and Recovery is that, you know, you're really giving a whole different like set of outlets for people to, you know, be able to tune in and listen to this. And, you know, the thing that I really like is that you're incorporating the podcast into this and the use of that. Now, what I'm curious about is, so is this Rock and Recovery station that we're talking about only able to be heard online, or is there a physical dial station that people in the Akron area can tune into to listen
to? They certainly can. The mothership is the radio station called The Summit, which is the adult album alternative station for Akron, and also simulcast in Youngstown and in Athens. And I host a weeknight show starting at 10 o'clock with Rock and Recovery, which is music and message. And then at 11 o'clock, we broadcast episodes of the podcast. So there's it's really a 2-hour experience where there's a lot of music, and we roll the podcast, and then I come back and wrap up the hour with more music and more messages. So that's Monday through Friday, starting at 10. And like I said, broadcast in Akron and Canton, through Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley, and now in Athens, Ohio.
Wow. So, you know, my question is then, so what is the website address one more time for people that are in this area that would like to listen?
Sure. It is Rock and Recovery, R-O-C-K-A-N-D, Recovery, it's all one, .com. So it's rockandrecovery.com. When you go there, you'll find the website with all of the aspects. We actually have, for regional folks, we have a Find Help Now button. It connects you to a service where you type in your zip code, and what pulls up, whatever you're searching for. If you're looking for addiction treatment and recovery, mental health treatment, housing, legal aid, food insecurity, it'll show you by your zip code where the nearest offices and services are that can help you with what you need. So we're really happy with just that other aspect of, you know, really reaching into the community in a way that, let's face it, commercial radio doesn't have the time for anymore.
Wow. And, you know, that is just so fascinating, because you're really just such a beacon in this community for people to be able to, you know, kind of learn about what you guys are doing and be able to get help with this stuff. And, you know, I really would love to see it expand. And I hope that people throughout other communities in the United States are able to listen to this as well, because I think that the message that you guys are putting out there is really pretty amazing. Now, what are some of the things that you discuss throughout your hourly programs and things like that, that people will be able to listen to?
Well, we certainly address the issues of treatment, recovery, drugs, alcohol, gambling, sex, obsessive behavior. We also deal with issues of mental health, veterans with PTSD and other trauma. We address issues that involve, you know, the first responders and law enforcement and medical caregivers that are overwhelmed in dealing with issues of depression. Those are aspects that we certainly inform people that they're not alone, that there is help. I think that the issue that really came to us with COVID is that isolation that happened to everyone, that trying to find your way back to some sense of what's the new normal, what is it that's going to work best for you? And people are really got lost in the pandemic, and they really need to have somebody just to ride along to say, it's okay. It's going to be all right. You're doing fine. And I think that there's an aspect of that we share with our audience that allows them just to breathe a little better, breathe a little easier.
Wow. You know, and that's something that people really need. You know, people in communities all across the United States right now need to be able to hear these things and get those messages. And I really think that that's pretty important. So the best way that people can find out what you're doing then is by checking out your website, rockandrecovery.com.
Yeah, we have a free app for your phone It's at Rock and Recovery, and you can download the app, listen to Rock and Recovery anywhere. We have the Rock and Recovery Minutes, which is our PSA package. We have 100 PSAs that are now being heard in 40 markets across the country, from Ashland in North Carolina to Portland, Oregon, from Martha's Vineyard to McKinney, Texas. So we're getting some great response to the idea that people just need to hear some positive messaging and hear people share their stories of recovery. And it really allows people to just come to the realization that they're not alone. They're not the only one that's feeling this, and they're not isolated. And that's really, it's isolation and connection that and communication that bringing people from isolation and let them know that they can get help, and that there are other people that are getting help. And we're the motto for the station and the website is to raise awareness, to remove stigma, and to offer hope. And we can do that with the healing power of music and messages that support that same thing.
I really like that. I think that that's a really good way of doing it. And I really hope that, you know, people are able to tune in and check it out at rockandrecovery.com. And now one more thing that I wanted to ask is, just as we wrap up here, what is the name one more time of that podcast for people that are looking at wanting to listen to that?
And the podcasts are great. We have 50 of the podcasts, and they can find Recovery Talks, the podcast. And the host is Mark Lee Shannon, and he is has his own. He is just about to get his 8-year chip in his recovery journey. So he's authentic and real, and digs deep. It's below the surface on issues that people struggle with, and reflects on his own journey of recovery.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today, Garrett, to go through this. I'm really glad that we could learn about what you guys are doing at Rock and Recovery. And I'm really glad that it's something that you guys are sharing in the Akron and, you know, throughout the whole Ohio area. And I'm hoping that this is something that we can get people tuning into here in the Warren County area as well.
Well, I think the fact is, we do have a local focus because that's where we originate in Northeast Ohio. But certainly Northwest Pennsylvania, I'm a Pennsylvania native and started my career in Erie, PA. But there's a lot of music that you'll find entertaining and messages that the idea is to be positive but not preachy, to be inspirational but not religious, and meet people where they are on their life's journey. And let's face it, we're all in need of a little bit of recovery wherever we are.
Yeah, absolutely. You really make a good point with that. And I'm really glad that we were able to be able to discuss this and highlight this. It's really pretty awesome. So,
well, Aaron, thanks for reaching out. Thanks so much for the time. And let's talk again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
From your streets to your screens.
We begin with breaking news.
If it's happening here, it's happening now.
The shooting suspect still at large tonight.
Taking you there.
The roof has been shredded off of it, and it's been peeled back.
With more reporters covering more ground.
A special report you'll only see here on Erie News Now.
So you're more informed and more prepared. Weeknights at 5, 5:30, and 6. It's coverage you can count on.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold to be able to talk about some of these things that you're doing with the Beacon Light Behavioral Health here in the Warren community, because you're doing some really important things, Michelle. And I'm glad that we could be able to talk about the different hiring events that you're doing, because I understand you're going to be doing hiring events all throughout the month of October.
Yep, that's correct. So we actually have multiple positions across the Beacon Light Behavioral Health system that we are hiring for in Warren County. We have positions open in Warren and in Youngsville. And we're actually holding every Wednesday this month open interviews at our Youngsville location, which is at 585 East Main Street in Youngsville. We are looking for people who are looking to be in the behavioral health field, who want a challenging yet very rewarding career to work with adults and kids with mental health, behavioral health issues, along with some intellectual developmental disabilities. So if you join us every Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m. in Youngsville, if you show up for an interview, or even if you have to schedule an interview through via the phone or Zoom, you're going to be entered into a drawing to win a free new iPhone. We're also going to have food available every Wednesday. And actually, let me correct that. It's from 11 to 3. Every Wednesday, we have full-time and part-time positions. We are definitely offering a rate that we think is very comparative to different open positions in the field. And we're just really hoping that we can have people come down and see what we're all about and hopefully, you know, find some new jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. You bring a really good point with that. Now, you know, what I wanted to kind of discuss with this is, so with the jobs that you have available, they're available in different locations throughout Warren County?
Yep, that is correct. So currently in our residential treatment programs in Youngsville, we have positions open, and those are primarily working with adolescents who have both mental health and intellectual developmental disabilities. But we also have openings in our recovery center who service both community-based programming and positions that are open in our Warren Recovery Center on Market Street. So there are multiple positions available for in-home work with consumers, for travel time with consumers, peer support, family-based mental health. There's a variety of positions that you can find on our website. All of the job descriptions are posted, which explain more about that. So anyone that's interested can certainly check that out. But the open interviews we're holding every Wednesday at Youngsville are for every position that is available.
Okay, wow, that's really interesting there. Now, what I wanted to ask in relation to that is, what is your website that people can go to get more information on these positions available?
Sure. So our website is www.beacon-light.org. Through that drop-down box, you can find all the positions that we have available within this system. We can also find links to all our other affiliates, which are across the state of Pennsylvania. And then also you can find our positions on Indeed. So there's two different ways that you could go about trying to find what we have available and apply.
These open interviews, they're only being held at the Youngsville location, correct? Or are they being held at other locations throughout Warren County as well?
Currently, these open interviews are being held at the Youngsville location at the set Wednesdays from 11 to 3. However, if someone could not make those, we can absolutely accommodate them to be held at a different location or, like I said previously, either via Zoom or through a phone interview.
Okay, wow. So there's a lot of really great opportunities for people that want to get involved and take a look and just kind of learn what you guys are all about at Beacon Light. And, you know, I think that that's a really great opportunity for people to come down and check it out too. So I'm definitely encouraging anyone, if they have an opportunity, go to the website, check it out, or stop down on Wednesday and interview for it.
Yeah, so. Join us, have some lunch, try to win a free iPhone, and you know, maybe you'll get a new job out of it. That's certainly very rewarding.
Absolutely. Well, Michelle, thank you for taking the time to go through this with me. I'm really glad that we could highlight some of the different opportunities that are available at Beacon Light, and hopefully we can get these jobs filled pretty soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
When your day ends, things can get in the way. Just trying to catch up on the day's news, picking the kids up, cooking, and, well, other things. Erie's only 7 p.m. newscast is right here for you. The latest local and national news, what you missed, and what's new. Had a few laughs with the latest trends happening around the world. It's only here on WICU. Erie News Now at 7, weeknights with Emily and John.